Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. I hope you're out of bed, got your feet on the floor, and you're getting ready to create a little smoke in your backyard, because tis the season to be grilling. And we're going to talk a little bit of fish right now. A lot of people like to do, when it's hotter, they like to do a little bit lighter dishes. And we get a lot of questions about fish, because I think it's a difficult protein for people to grill. So we're going to run down that road. What are you thinking, Bob?
Yeah, welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Hey, don't forget to go to our website. It's thegrillingguys.com. And if you want to podcast the show, look at the top right corner of the website. Click on the links, and we'll send this show for free right to your phone or device. Before we get into that, I wanted to just mention that we were on Lake Michigan for 3 or 4 days, and we tried talking these friends into buying tickets with us, but while we were up there, we bought tickets to see U2, and they're going to be at Ford Field in a couple months with it's just going to be – they're Beck is the warm-up band. Yep. So when I heard that music, it made me think of Beck. I don't think it was him, but thank you, Mr. Producer, Mr. Brian. So fish
– reeling light, back in.
Like,
here we go.
Light fish, halibut is one that I love to grill, and that's one you can screw up very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you could do your foil method, because that's probably where you're going to go. But if you want to taste the smoke on it, if you want it to be grilled and not fried on foil and butter or something like that, because there is a difference there. If you want it to be grilled, I would take some EVO and make sure your steak is your fish steak is thick enough, because that's part of the problem. If it gets really thin, you're going to have... Then the temperature has everything to do with what your process is going to be. But
so for a thicker fillet?
For a thicker one, you can go with a little higher heat, and you want to, because you're going to want to sear that face of that steak right off the bat. So I'd brush EVO on it because it's going to release better, but it also helps that heat make contact and sort of cauterize that muscle, right?
When you say the face of it, are you leaving the skin on one side? And
Nope. And it's a steak, so your skin would actually be around the rim.
Okay.
So it's a true chop. Jop. So I'm going to put a little garlic EVO, butter EVO, any one of Old World Olive's favorite oils. And then I'm going to put some sea salt and cracked pepper and a little bit of thyme, either fresh or powdered thyme, but that's all I'm going to put on it. And my mouth's watering right now just thinking about the last time I made it. And if you can get fresh halibut, good for you.
Yeah, it's a little bit more of a pricey fish.
It's really pricey.
But you want to watch it when you're cooking it so that you don't ruin it, because it is a, you know, $20 a pound fillet, because the stuff comes from
about right.
Alaska.
Yep.
It's not around here. But my question to you is that you said you're going to put it on a hot grill. How do you know
the halibut
when,
I am.
How do you know when to flip it?
When it releases.
Okay. So if you
are worried about that, and about everybody should be worried about getting it to release, get a two-faced basket. You know, get something you can clamp your meat into and set it on so you can flip it easily. Grill Daddy, all kinds of guys. I think Broil King sells them. Onward Manufacturing. They're
any place online, right.
They're $20, and it's a basket. Now, the newer ones have the kind of spring-loaded version of it, so it changes shapes and sizes for different size meats in there, which is nice. But that's your safest bet. I did some those chicken bits the other night again when I got home. I liked them so much, I did some more at home. And I just got my grill basket with holes in it, and I threw all the chicken and all the onions right on there as I did a couple of nice ribeyes.
Right.
And that works so easily.
Yeah, and a grill basket is just a perforated pan, if you will, or it could be wire mesh, whatever it is, but very good for vegetables and smaller meats that you want to grill so they don't fall through, right?
Yeah.
And you can, but it does that. And secondly, is it if you've got renderings that are coming off from, maybe if there's a fattier meat or something, you won't get the flare-ups because it'll drip through the pan.
Not as much.
And if it flares up, it hits the pan, it doesn't hit the meat so much.
A little bit.
Right, exactly.
They're cool. They're mine's stainless, and it's It looks like something Dave at Perforated Tube would make for you.
Right.
You know, it's got perfect round holes in it. And they're like $30.
Right.
So that was one idea. Tilapia. I don't care for tilapia because I know all tilapia comes from China.
Right.
So I won't buy it. I won't order it.
Right.
It's just, that's a thing for me. So if you want to know how to make tilapia, I don't know, look at a Chinese
website.
It's
a popular fish just because
Chinese
it's so mild, right? I mean, and it's in restaurants everywhere. And
yep.
Because it comes from China, it's dirt cheap.
Yeah.
And so that's why people eat it. And it's not bad. It's
flavorless.
Just, I get it.
It's flavorless.
Right.
It's tofu.
It is a very light,
fish.
So let's talk about like
walleye.
Well, I want to go with the freshwater fish, maybe some bluegills. People are up on vacation this week and they're going out fishing in the morning and they come back in with a nice mess of gills, right? And two schools of thought there. When you fillet them, you can leave the skin on. If you've scaled them, some people like that skin. It gets crispy when you cook it. Other people will skin it, so you've got just a skinless, boneless fillet of fish either way. But if you're grilling that, you're going to want to season it lightly because you want to taste the fish. You don't want to taste the seasoning. And the other piece of that is that I'm back to my foil, Bob, because I've not really ever found a great way to grill fresh fish without it breaking apart because it's
small,
so thin.
When there's small little... See, I don't even mess with bluegill, so I would definitely not try and put it on the grill. It's just too... They're so dinky.
But a lot of people catch them, right?
I know, that's not a grill meat, in my opinion.
Right. I think you can. You put a little foil down with a little butter on it, and it's almost like frying them, but you're using the grill, leaving the mess outside, is where I'm at with that.
And you do get a little smokiness from it, I suppose.
Yep. Make a little Lowry's on just a dusting of it, and, man, they're tasty. They're tasty. What about mai mai? I know that's one of your favorites, your Hawaiian background when you're in the service and stuff. You enjoy that.
And that's, you know, anywhere along any of the ocean coasts, you catch the Portuguese dolphin. And it's just a wonderful game fish. I don't know if you've ever caught him or not.
Nope.
But it's like the best white meat you could ever pull out of the ocean. Swordfish is my favorite. This is like, swordfish is perch, and mahi-mahi is walleye.
Okay. So similar, just very good, tasty fish.
You know how the perch is nice and dense, and swordfish gives you that nice, dense meat.
Steaky, kind of steaky when it's done.
Yeah. And mahi-mahi is light and flaky like a walleye. You know, a little more oil in the meat probably or something. But... on something like mahi-mahi, I'm going to probably go against my better judgment and put a little coating on it before I grill it.
And what do you mean by coating?
I'm probably going to use just a dry mix like Captain Ken does. And I'm going to have all my seasonings in the coating. And I'm going to oil my grates right before I set the piece down. And I'm going to have medium heat. And I'm going to let that piece sear up real nice on the first side before I try flipping it. Now, if you have a set of, if you have a spatula, like I've got one of these spatulas that's actually got another little contraption that you can squeeze and it kind of holds your meat on as you flip it, that's really nice for delicate meat like that. Because
you can slide it under there and then kind of pinch it.
Clamp it,
Quick, like flip it over and it doesn't fall off while you're making a turn.
You don't have to flip it so hard. You can gently turn it over.
Yep.
So
when you said coating,
you're
looking like a cornmeal,
like Drake's or something,
that, or a flour, but very lightly.
Just the flour,
right?
I'm not going to do the beer batter and all that stuff,
right?
I'm just going to put a little coating on it
and grill it, rather than fry it,
yep.
Because the moisture that comes out of the fish during the cooking process will crisp up that little bit of flour that's on there, and so you're getting a what looks like a deep fried fish, but it's really on a grill.
Yep,
kind of a cool concept. Yeah. Interesting. But, you know,
but you have to oil the grates before you put each piece down.
You do.
It's a little bit of a pain. That's the hard part for some. But there are some cool, I have a little device that's a jug with a silicone brush. You put your oil in it and you squeeze it and it puts the oil on your grate and it's silicone. It doesn't hurt a thing.
Right. Very cool. Coming up next, we're going to run a cow across the heat. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Come on, sing along to my